This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
And I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles. Last September, we aired a story about Benjamin, a 9-year-old boy with bipolar disorder. His family was having great difficulty coping with him. His moods and behaviors were unpredictable and changed rapidly throughout the day. At times, his parents felt under siege from his violent rages. Now, Ben is living full-time in a psychiatric treatment facility for boys. Michelle Trudeau visited Ben with his mother and has a report on what is happening to him in treatment.
Ben left home on Saturday, October 20th, on a mild Southern California afternoon. Ben's mom and dad piled his duffel bag, a box of books, a reading chair, and a special quilt his mom had made him into their van and drove 20 minutes east to the Sycamores Residential Treatment Program in Pasadena. It was a trip Ben remembers vividly.
I just kept hoping that it was a dream.
Really?
That it's not happening. I just wake up in bed, it was a big nightmare. All be over, the bad stuff.
Really? Because you just didn't want to come, or?
I just did not want to go here.
Mm-hmm. Ben's been away from home before. 5 times over the past 2 years, he's spent a week or two in a psychiatric hospital. Children with bipolar disorder often have what's called rapid cycling, continuous extreme spikes of highs and lows, swinging from explosive to giddy to disconsolate several times in a day. Researchers believe that specific brain abnormalities underlie many of these symptoms. Ben's mother, April, says when Ben came home from his hospital stays, his behavior eventually would escalate again into destructive rages.
He would throw things at us. I had a big metal box he threw at my head. He bruised up the whole side of my face. Before his first hospitalization, he threatened his father with a kitchen knife. He had said, well, you're just going to not do what I want you to do. I might as well just stab you then. And he ran and got a kitchen knife.
Ben's rages became unmanageable and directed dangerously, not only at his parents, but toward his 6-year-old sister and his classmates.
We came to a point where we knew he needed more than we could do for him.
The Sycamores is one of only a handful of residential psychiatric facilities in the Los Angeles area that take children as young as Ben. Typically, children with severe mental illnesses don't get this kind of care. Instead, they end up going in and out of psychiatric hospitals for short stays when their symptoms are severe. But Ben's parents were reaching for something different. They hoped that such an intense intervention might have lasting effects. They pushed hard to get financial support from Los Angeles County, the school district, and their own medical insurance to pay the $70,000 a year the Sycamores might cost.
Hi.
Hey, Ben.
Hello. Hello. This is my cottage.
And what's the name of this cottage?
Roland. The name of the cottage is Roland.
Good. Let's walk down this way, okay?
Okay.
Living in Roland Cottage are 14 boys, ages 7 to 12. The majority of children here have serious mood disorders, such as bipolar disorder or severe clinical depression.
This is your hallway?
Yep.
And do you know all the kids that are here?
Yes.
But his mother, April, says Ben hasn't made friends here yet. It's a problem he's had all his life. In some ways, Ben's mature beyond his 10 years. But in social interactions with his peers, Ben is quite immature, easily angered, explosive, and then later self-punishing. Here at Roland Cottage, the full-time staff encourages Ben to talk, day or night, about things that upset him.
Now, what is your typical day like here?
I think about 6:30. We get up, we get dressed, we do our hygiene, we have our meds, take our meds.
Ben takes several psychiatric medications, Trileptal, Luvox, Risperidol. The Sycamore's psychiatrist closely monitors Ben's symptoms and can fine-tune the dosages of his medicines depending on how he's doing, another benefit of the close and long-term oversight at the Sycamore's.
Then after breakfast, go to school?
Yeah. We're at school from 8 o'clock till 2 o'clock.
At the Sycamore's school, the ratio of student to teacher is 3 to 1, and importantly, the teachers are specially trained in child mental health. Ben's mom, April, says that Ben is doing much better schoolwork here.
I knew he'd do well here. Anytime he's in the hospital, he does super well because It's the minute by minute by minute structure. He just craves it. It's like he doesn't have any way of internalizing the structure. It has to be imposed. And the chaos of just normal family is still too much for him to handle.
April sees this when Ben comes home on weekends. His behaviors deteriorate, back to aggressiveness and hostility. So his parents come to the Sycamores once a week for their own therapy, to learn how to help a child with a severe mood disorder, as well as to recognize that Ben's angry outbursts during the weekends at home may be partly due to his anger at his parents for sending him away.
You want to interview your mom?
Sure.
Okay, Ben, what would you like to ask?
Why did you decide to put me here?
Because I wanted to find out if we could give you a chance at leading a normal childhood. That's why. Because the way things were at home were not good. With all the yelling all the time and all the fighting, and things were hard all the time for you.
Why did you choose this place to put me instead of any other place?
I knew that the people here were good people and you would be safe here.
During the months prior to coming to the Sycamores, Ben's bipolar illness had taken an alarming turn. He began talking about hurting himself and of killing himself. Suicide does occur in children as young as Ben. April knew the Sycamore staff would watch over Ben 24/7.
Okay, so how you doing, Benjamin?
Good.
Pretty good? That's good.
All Ben's activities throughout the day are organized around practicing what he learns in therapy in a safe, structured environment, like during this music lesson. The psychiatric medicines he's on help control the severe mood swings, but beyond that, talk therapy helps Ben learn fundamental behaviors, such as to express his feelings with words, not aggression, to take criticism, to handle failure, and find strategies for making friends.
Keep on going, see.
Therapist Mark Emmett says incorporating such behavioral changes will take time, something he talks to Ben about directly.
We don't have a date or a time, but we would like to see you home as soon as possible, as soon as you're ready and as soon as things in your house are ready for you to be there, so that you can go home and be successful where you don't have to come back.
Okay.
The average length of stay for boys in residential care at the Sycamores is about 2 years. But therapist Emmett hopes Ben may be able to go home by this September after being at the Sycamores for less than a year.
So what about you? What do you think is going to be a good time frame for you to go home?
Oh.
Besides tomorrow.
Or today. I think I need to be home when people think I'm ready. And when I think I'm ready.
You'll let us know when you think you're ready?
Yeah.
And if the Sycamore's treatment track record holds for Ben, he'll learn the essential behavioral skills and learn how to live with a bewildering mental illness, so he'll be able to successfully live at home once again. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.